Like, ooh, amazing. Yeah, I'll do this for. Oh, fuck. Okay, cool. Hey, everyone, how are you? You're good? Yeah. So, as Terry said before me, we all are going to die. But to be on the right, on the bright side, we can choose what we are going to do with the rest of your life. So I'll show you a really quick use case, showcase, or what I did in the last year, year and a half, that achieved three things. The first one is I encouraged a lot of people to start mapping in OpenStreetMap. The second, I made some money for myself. And the third one, I made some money for the OpenStreetMap Foundation. So you can do all the three, or, you know, to support any other foundation. So this is, this is me. As you see, I'm trying to contribute almost every day to the OpenStreetMap. Who here contributes to the OpenStreetMap? Oh, right, okay, more than one, thank you. First, I wanted to, motivate myself. So I'm super busy. I needed to find a way, and I'm a strange person. I love to tell people that they're wrong and to hack every system. I'm an anarchist. I don't like central government and stuff, but that's another, topic. So I would like to see how I can inject open source into the corporate world. Then my second, thought was, how I can encourage humans to change their world. And you can do that as well. And I tried to have a lot of fun. The third part didn't happen. So if you work for a large corporation, how many of you have worked for a large corporation, like more than 50 people, et cetera? All right, so listen very carefully. Some of the companies, they have something called ECG, and some of them, they have something called CSR. So, this is from an LLM. We can exploit that. So I said to one of the companies, hey, I can help you meet your goals for environment, social governance, corporate social responsibility. I'll come to your office. I'll teach everyone why and how to contribute to OpenStreetMap. By doing this, you will save the world. You will, meet your criteria because they have to do that. And the thing that we did, apart from, all of the BS, we had like a World Water Day. So we asked everyone to take their phone, to use Map Complete, to go and find at least one source for water, water source, map it, take a picture if they want, but to map it, and their job was done. So this was, my corporation was, worldwide, so we had a lot of people doing that. Then I needed, to motivate the humans. I usually go and, share something about myself, how I started with the OpenStreetMap. It's a really interesting and long story, which I'll pass. But actually, I started contributing heavily after 2 years ago at FOSDEM because of someone actually had a talk like this, encouraging people to start doing something. Then, they were interested, hey, I will, add a lot of, benches or water sources, but, how the data will be used. So I went and showed them at least 5-6 examples on how the data they immediately add will be used by other people to making their life better. And then, I start triggering their curiosity. It's, they started asking, hey, can I see whether, my street is mapped? I said, yeah, go ahead. Or I'm hiking somewhere, well, can I add more information? And so, yeah, go ahead. So the idea is that when I talk to different people, they have different values, as we do, as I do. And I am able to go and explain how their values can map to the OpenStreetMap world. Of course, doing that, some of the corporations, they have, internal programs that says, if you go and contribute to an open source project or, do a volunteer day for 1 hour, we'll give you like $5 that you can donate to somebody. Some of them, they have, you know, volunteers day capacity. You have like 1 or 2 days, you know, these are the conversations that we have. Or mapping party versus structured workshop. Mapping party is, you know, we come together, map something, and then we go to drink some beers. And structured workshop is a workshop with an end goal. So what is the thing that you need to do, and then how you'll continue doing that. And the last one is, I have more time left. Okay. So I can, you know, slow down. Okay. And humans usually don't care about corporate goals, right? They're, you know, from somewhere. The most funny thing is that when we go into those workshops and people start asking questions, and there is the HR in the room. So they really don't want to go deeply into some of those questions. So if you need to remember one thing from my blabbering today, it will be all two things. We're all going to die, but we can do something good with our lives. And when you map your world, you change it. So this is me. If you want to teach you how to make extra money, or how to change your corporation, or how to you know, start mapping in OpenStreetMap, if you don't know, for example, this is me. Connect with me. Some centralized and decentralized messaging. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh.